April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's get to our main topic, which is
Chris Sims.
The biggest jackass on the planet. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, though. Like, at a certain point, like, you look like the biggest jackass on the planet. This guy is the biggest loser I've ever seen. Like, we all, look, we've all been wrong many times, right?
For sure.
One of the ethoses of this podcast is, for those watching, hand up when we're wrong, right? We put our
hand up, we say,
my bad.
Yeah.
I was wrong about this one. We both had to do it many times. I mean, Howie Roseman, could I have had a bigger?
Yeah.
Like, I was ready to literally drive him to the airport to fly him to Antarctica or whatever. And I am since come around and said, he's a Hall of Famer. He's the best general manager in the sport. I wouldn't trade him for a full football team. Like sometimes, no matter how much you're on a hill you're dying
you
on.
You want to hit the table so bad.
I'm trying, right?
Yeah.
You know, no matter how high up on that hill you are, whatever it is, at a certain point, you have to step back and say, I freaking lost. I was wrong. I lost. And this bleep hole, like, Daniel Jones is a thrower over Jalen Hurts? You moron. Honest, I'm not kidding when I say this. Like, I get it. It's jobs. It's, you know, people are trying to get clicks and all that. Look, he's getting us fired up. It's working and stuff. I honestly think he should be fired. Like, I think that's how abominable and embarrassing his inability to admit defeat is. Like I'm starting to wonder if there's ulterior motives. Does he hate Jalen Hurts for some reason?
Right.
Like it is totally... totally destroying his credibility. I will never take anything he says seriously about anything. And if I was NBC, I'd get rid of him. That's where I'm at.
All right. So here's where I'm at with it. First of all, like, there's a couple ways to look at this. There's 10% of me. Now, we are a hands-up pod, right? I think at this point he's dug his feet in on the Jalen Hurts thing. It's not the route I would take, but he has dug his feet in on it. And to a certain point, it's like, all right, if that's what you want to do, I respect you digging your feet in.
See, I don't. I get your point, but I never respect.
I disagree.
At a certain point, I understand digging your feet in, but there is always a point where your feet got to move.
Yeah,
and
I agree
with
that.
And I will never, 100%. Ever respect someone who refuses to move when they have to move.
I say this all the time. Like, I think the best minds are willing to change their minds, right? And like, again, I'm wrong. I will have a super strong opinion on Monday, and if I learn something on Tuesday, I will say something different on Wednesday. Just like how I am, right?
I'd have.
Yeah, right. So here's like the most recent thing he said about Jalen, and I'm sure everyone that's listening has heard it. But basically it was, if you switch Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts, the result of Sunday's or Saturday's game is not that different. And he was saying, you know, Daniel's basically just as good as of a runner, and that he thinks Daniel Jones is a better passer than Jalen Hurts. So there's three different comments there. One, he is right that if you switch Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts, the outcome of the game is not different. The Eagles would still win. Now, hold on. Wait, let me just finish. Because the Eagles' roster is so much better. I don't think the game would be closer.
They're not winning 38-7 exactly, is my
point. Right. But the Eagles, with Daniel Jones and that coaching staff and that roster, would beat Brian Daboll. Now, but I think it'd be more competitive because Jalen is better at managing a game.
And there's also a whole other aspect to this is the Eagles are not the one seed with Daniel Jones. No, they're not sitting at home in that game with a bye week playing. Especially with all the stuff off the field we talk about with Hurts, which is the single number one thing that all these freaking idiots, right. But particularly this guy, everyone just looks at, how's his arms? Like, we were talking yesterday, right. Justin Herbert, best arm, this, that, he's obviously great. Do people want to walk into battle with that guy? Will people, put their bodies on the line for that guy? Will people go to war for that guy?
Right.
Jalen Hurts is that guy.
Well, and this is what I feel.
I just hate Chris Simmons now, guys. Just so you know, I hate the guy.
This is what I think he's missing, is what I'm trying to say. He's right that if you switch quarterbacks, the result of that game is the same. And he's right that if Jalen Hurts is a 10 as a runner, Daniel Jones is a 7.5 or whatever,
sure.
Right? And the physical, just pure arm talent, just throwing a ball, right? I think Hurts is definitely a better thrower than Jones. But again,
he's way better just numbers-wise. Hurts is 70% right. Completion rate. It's absurd to say he's not as good. I understand you're talking just pure arm strength, but again, that's foolish. Who cares about that? Is he going to say Drew Brees wasn't a good thrower of the football?
That's what I'm trying to get
this
at.
This is nonsense. This is this guy's job.
No, but that's what I'm trying to get at. What he's missing is that the Eagles are a good team without Jalen Hurts. They are a great team with Jalen Hurts, right? And it's not because he's so much more talented than Daniel Jones, even though he is close to so much
more. He's definitely more talented.
Yeah, he is 100% more talented, right? I would not, again, I said I would offer Daniel Jones $8 million a year, right? So this is not a defense of Daniel Jones. But what I'm saying is Chris Sims and other people, when we had this whole debate, Micah Parsons and all this stuff, what they miss is they look at Hurts too much as an individual entity. And I probably did this past offseason and look too much on is his arm like Justin Herbert's, right? And what they're missing is, to what you've just talked about, this team is just different when Jalen Hurts is under center. So, yes, if you put Daniel Jones on the Eagles, maybe they win although the Cowboys were good this year, maybe they win the division just because the roster's so good, the coaching staff
is
so good.
Though.
And Daniel Jones would be better on this team.
They probably don't beat the Cowboys.
Probably not.
The Cowboys
You're right.
Didn't really try in that last game of season. They knew the Eagles were going to win. Like they could have had the exact same record if the
Eagles. They'd probably be the sixth seed.
Probably be the five seed.
Yeah, right. So he's right in the way that because of everything is set up so perfectly, or not even perfectly, because it's such a good setup around Hurts, you could sub quarterbacks in and the result would not change in terms of one-on-one matchups. But what I'm saying is, what Chris Sims keeps missing about Hurts, he missed it when he didn't put him in the top 40 thing, right? And we talked about this yesterday, about the draft evaluation of Hurts and how it could change how we view quarterbacks. What he's continually missing, and maybe it's because he was a former quarterback, so he's focused too much on mechanics and stuff, he's missing the intangible part of Jalen. And I think that's something that outside of Philly, for whatever reason, people don't seem to completely latch on to. Maybe it's because Hurts is a quiet talker. I don't know. But Hurts clearly has something in him that transcends arm talent,
yes,
running talent.
That's what we've been saying this whole freaking time, though.
And again, another big difference is, and Daniel Jones was better about it this year, but Hurts, if you want to talk about two quarterbacks on the different ends of spectrums in terms of turnovers, Daniel Jones has been, not this year, but one of the most reckless players in the league the last few
seasons.
The most cautious quarterback. Not even cautious, because
smart with the football,
right, because he will
does
you
not
know,
put
do
the football
50-50.
In danger.
Exactly.
More than any Eagles quarterback I remember in my lifetime.
Right.
Just in terms of consistently, I know he's young and he's all down, we'll see what happens, but in terms of at this age, this season, I don't ever in my life watching the Eagles, just for this one specific thing, I don't ever remember a quarterback putting the ball in danger less than Jalen Hurts.
Right. I agree. I've said, I think you could put on two hands the amount of turnover plays Jalen has had this year. In terms of his fault, that was reckless, right? So what I would say to Chris Sims is, I think you're missing part of Jalen's game.
You would be way nicer to Chris Sims than I would.
Yeah, I definitely would be.
You bleep and bleep hole.
I would definitely be way nicer.
What the bleep is wrong with you, you dumb bleep.
Yeah.
That would be my...
It'd be a good introduction.
Fill in the bleeps how you like.
Yes. I don't think he'll be coming on the new morning show is the vibe. He's welcome to come.
Well, the thing is, he might be booked on the morning show, but when I get him on the line before, he'll hang up because I'll go at him so hard before I even get him on the air. And DeCamera will be
that'll
where's Chris Sims?
Yeah.
And I'll be my bad.
That'll be that. But I cursed him out. Like, this is the other thing.
Bleeping moron.
Like, he should come on the radio in Philly. Like, it seems like he won't.
He's scared.
Like,
dude, he's scared. He is so butthurt. He is so butthurt with this. Like, I think part of it is he's just like, take my ball and go home. Look, he's there because of nepotism. Let's be honest. He's there because of his father. There's no two ways about it. He was a mediocre quarterback. Yes, he got to the NFL. So mediocre is unfair. Mediocre NFL quarterback. Bad. Right. Bad NFL. He got hurt. Who knows what his career would have been. He is where he is because of his father. Facts. Straight up facts. It is what it is. Call it like we see it.
I don't listen to Chris Sims enough to know how he is on other things. But I'm saying that what I think he's getting wrong, like I said about Hurts, is...
Everything. He's gotten everything wrong. He didn't have him in his top 40 quarterbacks
last
year. Yeah, he
was wrong about
that. He had him 25th going into this year.
Right.
And then after seeing Jalen just own the 38-7 on all times, and Daniel Jones throw for like 50 yards or whatever the hell it was, he still comes out and says it. No, there's no excusing.
No, there's no explaining. Right, but that's what I'm trying to figure out, what he's seeing that's making him think.
He's seeing that he doesn't want to be wrong, that he won't admit that he's wrong. That's it. That's the only explanation for this. The only explanation for this is that he's wrong and he's refusing to admit it because he's tired of all these people coming at him and all that stuff.
Right.
And he's a freaking baby. That's what it is. He's a giant baby. They should dress him up in a diaper and a little pacifier.
Man, you guys just
one of those little bonnets that babies wear, because that is what Chris Sims is. He is a baby who is wrong and won't admit he's wrong and is just digging himself a hole.
So
that's Chris Sims.
Look, he is
nailed
wrong.
Nailed it.
But I think Chris Sims aside too, and like to go off that topic, like, that's what people miss about Jalen.
I agree on
you know
the
what
whole.
I mean? Like, that's
why he doesn't get the credit he
right,
deserves.
Right, like, again, and this is the stuff with the draft stuff. Like, if you just physically, and again, Jalen is physically talented. Like
yeah,
we talked about.
Yeah, he went to Alabama and Oklahoma.
And yeah,
a Heisman,
almost won the Heisman.
Yeah,
right.
Like, you know.
But I do think that's what happens overall with Jalen. It's why he won't win the MVP, and he should win the MVP, but it's why
he doesn't get credit for all that he does because it's ineffable.
Right,
the stuff that he does doesn't...
You
can't grab onto it. It's not tangible.
And I normally, to be honest, I normally hate saying that because...
Which is my favorite stuff.
Well, but
it's my top
stuff. Because it's a lot of what people said with Ben, who's a specific example of Ben Simmons.
Well,
which
that was different. That was physical skills and stuff. With Jalen, it's not physical stuff. It's all the off the field, the way he goes about his business, the work ethic, the dedication. All that stuff is what makes Jalen truly special. And it's why I wasn't betting against him coming in the year.
Right.
So I was like, whatever he's got in him, he's going to get it out of him.
Right. So I just think that with Jalen, the stuff he does doesn't show up on the stat sheet. Like, the zero in the turnover margin is never going to be, you know, a top 10 stat of the week in terms of, like, it's an important stat. Obviously, we know that. But the fact that Jalen doesn't turn the ball over, I think, is his best quality as a quarterback. So when Chris Sims sits there and says, if you swapped him, like, he's right that, yes.
You're giving him too much credit. He's not right.
Well, no, no. They're
a winning football team. They're not close to what they are.
No, but what he said was, if you swap the
I think if Jalen's on the Giants, they have a chance to win that game.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm
so
saying
if you
I think
swap
the Eagles
them, I think he's still wrong.
But I think the Eagles would still win the game.
I think probably, but if Jalen's on the other side, who knows what that dude could do with that? Like, that team's better because of him.